than time to wait for your dream. Rise to a new day with each soul to see.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. We're sorry about the late start here. We kind of got a few things confused. And Dale Ray, hello. Thank you for your text message. And our special guest tonight is Nobo Calypso, back by popular demand. And if you've heard Nobo before, you know that he is a master Chaldean numerologist and just does some amazing work. And so we're going to talk about some really interesting things tonight. Nobo, welcome to the show.
All right. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here, Dr. Valerie.
Oh, it's going to be great. You know, when we get on the phone, listeners, Nobo and I cannot get off the phone in less than an hour. We've tried. And it's because he's such a wealth of information. You know, he keeps telling me all these little pieces about how things fit together. And so we had talked about, you know, what difference does this make in your life other than just a reading? You know, what do you look for in life? What make the changes in your life according to the numbers? What can you expect when you see certain numbers in someone else's numerology? Because it really is very accurate. I mean, Nobo, you just blew me away when you did my chart. It was just amazing, and it certainly explained a lot of things.
Well, that has a lot to do with the person, though.
Yeah.
You're an amazing woman, and your chart showed that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was like...
So it's not. My work is to interpret it and balance the numbers. But,
it was pretty funny, you know, because when you saw those things in my chart and you're telling me these things, I was like, oh, crap, now I got to go do all this stuff. So, you know, it is a little bit scary when you tell somebody all these things, you know.
But it also puts people to rest. I dealt with a client this morning who is feeling a lot of stress and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has a... She never realized this, but she has a 22 in her destiny, which means that she's a master builder. So she's exhausted. She's a woman in her mid-50s, and she's exhausted because she's been running around building for everybody.
Yeah.
Building and building and building and building and building, and it's just what resonates. It's her pattern. And so I did her chart, which takes about two and a half hours, and I found her balancing numbers. So by finding her balancing numbers, which was a 3, she had to have more self-creativity, more joy, more harmony, and more unity within her own life. Then she was able to let go of paying so much attention to building for other people because it's such a strong vibration that's inside of you. And you just build and build and build, and people know this, and after quite some time, people just come to you to have you build a manifest for them. And it does exhaust the person.
Well,
so
yeah.
When I go into the charts, I find ways of balancing for them, ways of balancing their energy so that they can use their positive attributes. Just because she's a master builder, her essence showed a 3, and she wasn't paying attention to that. In fact, she was spending so much time building that she didn't pay attention to her own self-creativity. So that became a tremendous help for her. And that's what shows in the charts. But in Chaldean numerology, we use all the numbers and the zeros. Zeros complement, and they also manifest the number to their left. So if someone had 2 zeros in their chart, that's extra potential, extra choices, more opportunities. And if they have a 1 in front of it, that means that the opportunities and potentials exist for that person to become more of an individual. If they had a 9 in it, that means that they should use those potentials for selfless reasons and humanity. So, and then sometimes the zeros will pop up in other places in the chart, and then it's my job to interpret why they're there and how the client can balance them.
Yeah,
the zeros are one small part of it.
Yeah, I definitely can see where that makes such a huge difference. And And by the way, thank you for your wonderful testimonial on what you experienced in the holographic room with the tune-up tincture.
I love that holographic room.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to thank you for letting me bring all my minerals and crystals in the second time.
Oh, you're welcome.
They're still jumping around on the shelves like little beans.
Yeah, but, you know, they love to play in that energy. And my crystals love to visit with other crystals, too. But one of the things that really really kind of hit home to me about the accuracy of the Chaldean numerology was in your testimonial when you wrote about what actually happened to you and about how you came to realize that it was the high energy that your parents had in their charts and they were unable to handle that. And it helped you to heal, to be able to look back and go, yeah, well, you know, what were they going to do with all that energy?
Well, that took many, many years of dealing with Western medicine and, you know, going in and out of these revolving doors of Western practitioners of trying to find out what happened, what was going on with me. And I've always been highly intuitive and very clairsentient.
Mm-hmm.
And I go into the office very optimistic because I have a strong three. So I'm always very optimistic and very, very enthusiastic. And I just kind of skip on in the office like, oh, they're going to help.
Mm-hmm.
But I always left in more despair than when I arrived because their diagnoses were not accurate. None of the diagnoses that I received over the years from clinical psychologists, psychiatrists, medical doctors, internists, neurologists—they were all so far off base.
Yeah.
And what it turned out to be is that my entire skeletal frame had been off alignment and crooked from all the things that had happened to me when I was a child. And so I saw chiropractors for 5 years, and they felt that it's just a situation that I'd have to live with. And when your skeletal frame's crooked, it pops sinews, tendons, and ligaments on and off. And when that happens, there's a swelling. There's a swelling of fluids and chemicals and things, and that tends to distort the mood. But when the mood was being distorted, it wasn't being distorted from my center.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that it was something somatic, something physical, because I would tell them, no, these diagnoses are incorrect because I don't feel that from my center.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that around my center, which is the body.
Mm-hmm.
So it just took many, many years, and then when I finally found out what it was, I began acclimating to the crooked body. I always, you know, when people met me, they'd see that I was crooked and or off, and they really couldn't put a finger on it, and they used to label it as poor posture. And that rat-a-tat-tat that I received my whole life was just ridiculous. So then I finally went into your room, and I am now able to strengthen the posture. The posture has been strengthened somehow. Only you would know how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for the first time in my life I was able to turn my head to the left and to the right, whereas I used to have to turn my entire body. You know, it's just something that I was used to because my head was so far off alignment that I couldn't work the sinews and muscles with my skeletal. Or my sinews and muscles wouldn't work the skeletal because they could have popped off or something. So I would have to turn my whole body. Now I can revolve my entire head on my neck. And through Chaldean numerology, it took many years. I've been doing numerology for 27 years of experience and research. And for many, many years, I wouldn't run my parents' numbers because I dreaded what I would find, like
mm-hmm.
old ghosts or something. But when I ran their numbers, I found that their numbers had absolutely nothing to do with me,
mm-hmm.
that their vibrations had nothing to do with me, and that they had very high vibrations that showed a disorder. When numbers are tripled and quad together, it shows a disorder, a confusion. A disorder, and their entire life was revolved around fives, meaning freedom. And for them to get married was a huge No, because they had no sixes or even threes in their charts. Their twos were vague, but most of their numbers were fives and eights and sevens. And people that resonate with those numbers, two of them being very masculine, don't do very well in marriage, but they had to because mom got pregnant. And at that time, they were involved with the church, and they had to get married. So sure. That gave me the greatest peace I've ever had, was seeing, physically seeing from my own two eyes that the circumstances were their circumstances and had nothing to do with me.
Yeah,
and I could let it go. I could forgive and let it go.
That's an amazing thing, and I think a lot of the listeners out there really needed to hear that, because so often people are so wounded by circumstances in life, and they don't know how to get past it, and they want to forgive, and they want to forget, and they can't.
Well, it has a lot to do with the practitioners that we see, and even with, because I saw hypnotists and psychics and clairvoyants and channels and you name it, I was there, just like a lot of people I know. I just parked myself on their doorstep. And the problem is that even when you find spiritual advisors, they basically tell you that this is, it's karma, it's you know, you're playing out karma. And my feeling was, bull.
Yeah.
You know, no karma should involve a small child like that. Now, if there's karma, you know, it should come into play later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're 2 months old, to me, there is no karma. There's just total innocence. You're vulnerable and you're fragile.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have a way of working through that karma. So for many years, I felt under the cloak of guilt that I had been this horrible person in some other lifetime and I deserved everything that I got until I finally stood on my own two feet and said, bull, I don't believe it. I don't feel it inside. I don't feel it around me. I don't believe this is true.
Mm-hmm.
And running the numbers gave me the confirmation that I was correct. It had nothing to do with me.
Yeah,
it had everything to do with them.
Relief.
Oh, a huge relief.
Yeah.
And it made me more sympathetic towards them. You know, because he was headed towards Broadway as a tenor, and she wrote Steeplechase, and that's what they should have done. And why they cashed in their dreams for the family was all due to the Irish Episcopalian makeup that was around them.
Sure.
If they never cashed in their dreams, I wouldn't look like Flaps the Buzzard.
Well, you don't look that way anymore.
No, I don't, but I did for many years.
Yeah.
And I'd always get...
The reason that you had that kind of a healing in that room and using that elixir is because you were really ready for it. You'd worked through all that stuff. You had no doubts. And see, that's an important thing for people to know, too. When you know that, and that's a really valuable thing that I think about the Chaldean numerology, because it shows you what you went through in life was, you know, to help you to be who you are now and who you need to be yet. But it also shows you the things that are not your fault, and especially when you bring in the parents' numbers and things, so that you can get rid of that guilt. And that nagging doubt that, oh, I don't deserve to be healed. So you knew that you deserved to be healed. And so when you went in there with the intent of healing, with the help of the vibration, you know, of that room and the vibration of the elixir, that's what caused it to happen.
Well, I also had absolutely no expectations whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And that you were in that free space.
Right. I had no expectations. I had nothing in my mind. I couldn't get a picture of it, and all I knew is that it was an experience I had to do. So I just cleaned the slate and put no visions or pictures in my head of what this would be.
Sure. Sounds like we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Dr. Bowen, this is Scotty.
Hey, Scotty.
Hi. I was wondering how the Chaldean numerology actually works with people that have, like you said, childhood abuse issues and just abuse issues. How can that help them or work with them and the addictions that people can get later on in life?
Okay, I didn't hear her entirely.
I was wondering how the Chaldean numerology can help us to understand or to work through childhood abuse issues or the addictions that people get later on in life because of the abuse.
Yes, it can, because it shows, like in my chart, there is a 16-7, and a 16-7 is a number that came in. Let me just back up. In the birth date, I could take the birth date, and I can work with that for about an hour, hour and a half. And in that birth date is where, but to really work with it, I need the birth time, and that's called the directional. If I have the directional, then I could work with the destiny. The psychic number exists within the birth day. Mine was a 16. The 16 in some, like in Western numerology, the 16, the 13, the 19, the 23, and the 25 are supposed to be unfortunate numbers. And the 16 does have a lot of past life experiences where relationships didn't pan out too well. And so the object in this lifetime with the 16 is that, yes, you'll discover that relationships are not working out too well, but you have to move on to the 7. It's the 16/7. And in order to move on to the 16/7, you have to have more trust, and you can't hold on to bitterness to a relationship where you felt abandoned. So with Chaldean numerology, you learn that, yes, there are some karmic influences, some past influences that need to be worked on in this lifetime. I wasn't very good in love relationships in a couple of my past lives, and so I have the opportunity to work on that today. So then the choice comes in where if I choose, because, you know, we all get dumped, when I got dumped, did I become bitter and angry and vengeful and vindictive? And if I had, then that pattern would continue until I finally learned the feeling of abandonment and the feeling of loss and let the other person go and live their life and then live my life fully. And that's the only way that the karma was released and I was able to move into the 7.
Well, how can the Chaldean numerology help to change that? I mean, do you advise people to, like, add a letter to their name or change their vibrate? I mean, how do you actually use the Chaldean numerology to help them alleviate these issues in their life?
Well, in Chaldean, in numerology, there's the positive, the negative, and the denial. And the positive always, when a person is positive, the positive always starts out the negative. The more one exists in a positive vibration, say of a 3 with self-expression and optimism and joy, the more a person becomes more joyful, wakes up every day and says, I'm going to be a joyful person, I'm going to be self-creative, I'm going to find ways to create, the more the person remains positive, it starves out the negative, and the negative doesn't exist anymore. And that's a matter of choice. And that is taking the potential. Oh. And then environment plays a large factor, too.
Okay, thank you.
Like, 3s shouldn't be in an environment that has a lot of conflict.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so you have to remove yourself from the conflict.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for calling in, Scotty.
Bye.
And, Nobo, we have a question from Dale Ray. Remember, Dale Ray was on the last time you were
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he was the 9-100.
Yes, yeah, so he's asking if you can enlighten him a little bit more. And he's got 7/27/1964 as his birth date. I should have some music for this part where you're figuring this stuff out, huh? Or should I hum the Jeopardy theme here? And sometimes we have a little bit of lag, you know, on the fast chat, just because I have to keep refreshing. Let's see, let me go back and read this.
Okay, yeah, he comes in with a 9-11. Now, 11, the 11 is a very interesting number, and it's a very, very, it's a very unconventional vibration. And I wasn't able to speak about it a lot before, but this gives me a chance now because a lot of people who had called him before had 11s in their vibration. He has an 11, And he has a 9-11. A 9 has to deal with humanity and selfless goals, and that's in a positive reflection of it. 9's a one that sees all people as brothers and sisters, but it's also followed by the 11, which is a high inspirational number. But the further story about the 11 is that when you look at musical notes, because there's a lot of things that take part in numbers, because this goes all the way back to Atlantis. Atlantis was a numerical society. And so everything was based on the vibration of numbers, and that's nature's patterns, geometrical archetypes, netters and numinous, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, aesthetic proportions. So the 11, when you look at that with musical harmony and with aesthetic proportions, the 11 always finds harmony of its own. It can always create its own ratio, and it creates its own harmony, meaning that an 11 finds its own creative power within inside itself, whereas a 9 likes to be more of group-orientated. It likes to be involved. A 9 likes to do things in a group, but because it has the 11 following it, it has the ability to find its own harmony. And the 11 also of the, when you think about the pyramids in Egypt, the royal cubic foot was 11, the base of the pyramid was 11, and then the height was 7. And he has, when you do his numbers, he has a 16-7, which adds over into the 11.
Sounds pretty damn impressive.
If I knew his time, I could tell him what his directional is.
Well, hang on a second. Dale Ray, go ahead and type in the time of your birth. And I'll just keep hitting refresh until it pops up here. Takes a few minutes sometimes. Excuse me. 1:30 a.m.
Okay, his destiny's a 9, and his directional.
Yep, so he's really the humanitarian. I know that 9 number really well, you know. You have my sympathies, Dale Ray.
His directional is a 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what that means. Just have to look at my chart. A directional 1 with a destiny, the combination means that this person could be a strong political leader, a pioneer, a rebel, or a great writer. He needs to serve humanity without any thought of self-importance. He's concerned with reforms, and he must work towards the advancement of human welfare and the abolition of oppression.
Wow. Well, better him than me.
I
get enough trouble.
he doesn't have any major karmic debts that he came in with.
Wow. That's amazing. That's pretty good, Dale Ray.
But with the 11 highlighting that, because the 11's a very unconventional number, and it probably exists to help him on this path to do what's right. I mean, it seems like a purpose of his is to do what's right, but not only to do what's right, like an 8 would. He must be very against any kind of oppression whatsoever.
I mean, he
just cannot deal with oppression, and since he has this number 11, it must vibrate with him very, very strongly that, you know, this is wrong, and he'll turn around and say something needs to be done about it. So he has to do something about it, but he can't do it for himself. He has to do it for humanity, meaning he can't involve his ego, because the movement's going to go as it is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the importance just comes with it. So he can't put the important, he has to put the importance of the issue first before Dale.
Mm. Interesting.
And that goes by the message is always more important than the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he could be very powerful. I mean, very, very powerful with the 9/11 and the directional of 9/9/1. Very, very powerful. Because it's duplicated twice. But that also creates a challenge where he must be trying to decide, you know, the conflict of, you know, do I have the right to do this? Should I do this? Blah, blah, blah. And he should.
Wow.
He should just plow ahead and do it. Because he has the vibration following. But I'd really need to see, you know, I could spend, like I said, an hour with his birth date, but I'd really need to do his whole chart.
Oh, yeah. Dale Ray says that he's just recently opened within the last year and a half. And I got part of it. It says his gates have just been flooded, if that makes sense. And I would think so, you know, if you've just opened up. Man, and with the mission that you have to do, Dale.
Does he mention that he is against any kind of oppression whatsoever?
He hasn't said that. Let's see. Let us know, Dale Ray. 'Tis ringing so true. Thank you. I would say yes.
He should contact me and I'll do his chart for him because if his floodgates just opened, then we can help him bring out his full potential.
Yeah, I suggest that you do, Dale Ray. Nobo does an excellent job. In fact, I had Nobo do a reading for a friend of mine and just kind of helped him to, you know, kind of get a little a boost, you know. And by the way, Nobo, he said thank you so very much for doing that.
Absolutely.
Because he's going in a different direction now. And I've been listening to him for a couple of weeks. And first I'll say something, you know, nope, no, I'm not going to do that. Okay, fine, you know, and then a week or two goes by, and says, well, now I'm going to do this. Okay. It's really interesting, and he's really going along that path, so he's had time to, you know, to listen to the reading. And
it's a good time to get involved with politics because we need that strength. The old politics is crumbling now, and we need a whole different approach to politics. And you have to think about the 19, like the 1900s. The 19, the 1 and the 9 are two of the strongest masculine numbers, which declares nothing but patriarchy. But now we've gone into the 2000s, so we're dealing with the 20s right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the 2 represents full feminine power, very sensitive, feminine, practical power. And then we have the 0s that are given the opportunity to the 2 until the 21st century. So what? There's going to be a huge switch, and it's not going to be a matriarchal system. The feminine is going to have a very strong voice, a very, very strong voice. And the duality of living is going to be looked at more strongly. And the feminine is going to change it from the I of the ego 1900s to the we of the feminine. And so this is a great time to jump in there and get involved and get rid of all that patriarchal oppression. It's just time to do away with it and bring out the feminine.
Does that explain it, Dale Ray? Because he asked to explain that a little bit more. And, you know, if you need a little bit more explanation, just type in there what it is that you really want explained. And Dale Ray says that he's really vibrating right now. And, you know, I would say that's definitely because you've really connected. You know.
Yeah, the 1900s just showed it's dealt a lot with ambition and ego and dominance and control. And when we go into and the two, what's incredible about the two, the feminine power, is the two still needs the one, but the two completes the one. It's like mother and father. It's the without the two, without the feminine power, the one really gets just a little bit out of control here, which it did during the 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
And so the two comes in with full sensitivity, The two can look at uncertainties and know what these uncertainties are, and the two protects from those uncertainties. So the two, the feminine two, and this is why people are so drawn to the goddess power, because the two is the feminine, it is the divine feminine, and it is what would be considered the goddess power. It's full feminine power.
That's really interesting, you know, and as someone who has had a lot of men responding to me thinking that they're interested in me, and me knowing it's the goddess power that they're looking for, you know, it's interesting to hear you bring it up that way, because, you know, it's pretty easy to see the difference once you know the difference. And, you know, we have to come together. We have a big job that we all have to do.
Right, and to say to all the women, who are all the females that are vibrating with 66 and 77s and 99s and these high master numbers, that with it's not a competition, but it is the universal full recognition of the feminine power. So one just needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the feminine complements, completes, it's called the dyad, and the feminine completes the parenthood. So it's really, you know, it's really pretty exciting.
It's exciting and it's beautiful.
Yes,
we have another caller who's typed in on the fast chat here. Nancy Sue would like to know if you would do her numbers. She is November 4th, 1953.
Okay, her psychic number is a 4, and that means... And her N brings her in the cornerstone of a 5. Her 4 is her psychic number, meaning that she's drawn to the physical, but she's drawn to practicality. 4 is also a feminine number. She's drawn to the security, stability, structure, form. She has to have things organized around her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her psychic number. Let me see what they come out to.
Well, she wouldn't want to be around me then. I have like chaos around me, especially when it comes to organizational stuff. But I know where everything is, you know.
Oh, but you're in a transition.
Oh, man, I am in a huge transition.
I mean, you're just. I think that with all the transitions you're going through, you're doing it quite well.
Well, I'm trying to. And for the listeners that don't know, I'm in the middle of moving my office at the end of this month, and well, I got some exciting things going on, and things that are going to take me a little bit away from doing so much of the doctoring, but more into the inventive part, and more into. You know, the whole creation thing, which is way more fun. So it's going to be really exciting, and once I get done with the move, I'm going to take a couple weeks off and relax and take a deep breath, and then I'll be back at it.
I'm done with Nancy.
Okay, go ahead.
She has a 2-4-6. The compound is a 24, and it comes out to 6. 6 is ruled by the planet Venus. In biblical terms, 6 is the number of God or compassion. It's a really high family community orientated number. It also deals with the arts. But by Nancy being a 24-6, she has a very magnetic personality, and she will, if she doesn't already, attract attention. Her success is in people orientated areas of endeavor. Counseling would be very, very good for her. Psychology is good. But she also has an 11 in her... She has an 11 in her chart. I'm sorry.
Your bird wants to add his 2 cents.
She has an 11 in her chart, which, again, is that power... that energy, that force, where she finds her own creative power. So her numbers would actually read 2-4/6, /11, and 11's a highly intuitive. It's a highly intuitive number, so I would suggest for her not to do psychology if she doesn't do that, but if she does do spiritual counseling, and she's very good at facilitating as well, but she has to work in people-orientated fields of endeavor, she could also be very good with real estate and finances.
Hmm, interesting. And so, Nancy, what line of work are you in, if you'd like to divulge that?
She doesn't want to.
I don't know. She's on the fast chat, so let me hit refresh. She says it's very true about people-oriented. So let me keep hitting refresh here, and we'll see what line of work she's in. I find it fascinating. You know, listeners, when Nobo did my chart, he said, well, you had to be the doctor. I wish I'd known that years ago, you know, wouldn't have wasted so much time.
But well, it's also, when I do the full chart and I find the master numbers that have been quad or tripled, that's where I find a lot of emotional tension. And I did a chart for somebody, and when I looked at the chart, the outer workings of the chart, I saw that this person should have been a very successful doctor. And the person was not. In fact, he has a job that is just so far from being a doctor. But it turns out that he does have the intellect and the capabilities mm-hmm. of going to school and becoming a doctor. But he had this emotional upheaval that leaned towards a very kind of martyrish type position where one doesn't want to go further because he didn't want to be have a lot of material gain because he didn't want to lean towards materiality.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have got to realize that in order to do the things that we have to do in society, we have to have that abundance.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have that abundance to travel. We have to have that abundance that will give us satisfaction in the material world, where our bills are paid, our home is paid for, we have a home to go to, and all that we have to take care of that so that we can go out and teach further more on a global level, because an 11 also implies a global application, and that means whoever has an 11, whatever they do and whoever they associate with, it's going to ripple out.
Mm-hmm.
So to be afraid, there's a lot of fear in the chart. If to be afraid to be too successful
mm-hmm.
Showed that he didn't take the step forward to become that healer and then teacher. And so he does it on his own. He does it within his own group of people. He's fulfilling the chart. Mm-hmm. But not on the grand scale that the chart says that he should.
I understand that. I did the same thing for quite a number of years. Nancy said that, excuse me, we got chemtrail pretty heavy again today, so I've been coughing a bit. Nancy says that she works in the hospital out in the front line when patients come in and that people are drawn to her and tell her their stories.
Yeah, very nice.
So see, Nancy, counseling, spiritual stuff.
Yeah, very, very magnetic. And then hospitals are, they're structured, and they have the security and the stability, and the paycheck that she gets is, you know, it's a very practical working atmosphere for her. But I just
mm-hmm.
wonder if further in her chart it shows that she should go out to her own.
Yeah, she says she's a Reiki master but only helps on a volunteer basis.
Yeah, it may be her destiny to do that. But I'd have to see her whole
thing. Yeah, I'd have to see the chart.
Right.
And Nancy Sue, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Dale Ray. You know, it's really worth it to get Nobo to do your chart because it'll just open up all kinds of things for you. And then it helps you to kind of look forward for the opportunities so that you don't miss them. Because I don't know about you guys, but I have missed a gazillion opportunities. And I figured out at one point that if I had taken every opportunity that was sent to me and if I had known then what I know now about how to invest and all this other kind of stuff, I would have probably been worth about $175 billion with B dollars. And I think everybody on Earth is pretty much that way. We just have to get out of our own way.
Yeah, it seems to me as if Nancy is people-oriented, and she has a magnetic personality and people are drawn to her, and she also does Reiki, that she needs to branch that out and deal with larger numbers of people. And I would suspect that her chart would show that.
Yeah,
it's just taking that step. And also, you know, like I have this wonderful coach that's always coaching me about pricing and things like that. And it's true. You really have to accept the abundance of your worth.
Mm-hmm.
And with Reiki's a powerful massage. It's a powerful healing technique. And if people receive the Reiki, then they should give their tidings for that to balance it. It has to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
So it may show that she needs to do this further. Maybe, I don't know how many years she's done it, but even offer Reiki classes and specialize in a special form of Reiki. If she's that magnetic,
mm-hmm.
then she needs to come out and be around more people, because it's a destiny. It's a psychic number.
Well, and the thing too is, you know, when you have this type of stuff going on, and Nancy, I totally understand this because I've been there, done that, and I can tell you there's always that stage before you're going to step out and do something that's more than you've done before, where you get really scared, you know, and you kind of remember things from past lives, like, oh, I don't know, don't stick my neck out there. And so, you know, we have this reticence to begin with, and then we have, you know, all these feelings of, you know, not enough self-worth and, you know, how would anybody want to do this? And, you know, I mean, all this kind of stuff. So you have a lot of things that you have
to
look at.
And unfortunately, that was weaved into our collective unconscious from the major religions, because they banked on having the masses be festered. I mean, it was just mm-hmm. a festering feeling of a lot of self-doubt. And that has existed for hundreds and hundreds of years, and that's due to the patriarchal ambition.
I mean, it's all part of the plot anyway. I
right,
mean,
and that's
we could do a conspiracy theory show, but I've done a couple of those. I'll leave that to the other guys that are into the politics. Hey, we have another one. Dominic has written in, and his birthday is July 19th, 1969. Thanks, you guys. I appreciate your patience with me on the fast chat, too, because, you know, it kind of takes a minute.
1969.
July 19th, 1969. Look at all those 19s. Woohoo!
Now this is a guy that I would need to sit down and talk to, because his psychic number is the 19, and that's a very, very, very aggressive and powerful number, and it entails a lot of power and a lot of energy and a lot of power, and the 19 would say that in a past lifetime, there was a misuse of power. So in this lifetime, it shows that he could be a very powerful person. And once I do his numbers, I'll find out in what destiny. Mm-hmm. And he just has to have selfless goals. And if you take the 9 and the 1, and if you, the 9 and the 1 comes out to a 10, which is a 1.
Mm-hmm. So independence, huh?
Well, it shows that as an individual, he had risen himself to very to a very, very powerful position. And he did it through the sacred sciences. I could see that through the 7. Mm-hmm. He was involved with sacred sciences and became, you know, pretty like a high priest or something. Very, very, very powerful, probably Egypt. From what I'm seeing.
Well, you know, it's easy to get swept away by the power. Happened to me, too.
Well,
not only in past lives, but in this one.
Yeah, it's also the influence of the people around you. 7 is also, I think he was, looks to me that he was connected with Egypt and Sirius, a lot of knowledge from Sirius, because the Sirius B resonates with the vibration of 7. And the 19 goes back to, with this, where it's located in this chart,
mm-hmm.
it goes back to Egypt. Let me just finish him up.
No, that's interesting. And with Sirius B, isn't that the cetaceans, the dolphins and the whales?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Okay,
the record keepers and the fun keepers.
He has an interesting chart because he also has an 11 in his. So I have to redo this.
Well, of course, my listeners would all have 11s and 22s and 33s and 44s. All of that. Dominic says he did wonder about the misuse of power in a past life.
Yeah, all he has to do is have selfless goals. And then what happens with the 19, if the 19 always also creates an umbrella of protection. Like, I wonder if he feels fortunate. But the thing with the 19 is they feel, you know, protected.
Mm-hmm.
But if once they overstep their bounds, everything collapses around them.
Wow.
And so they go around with this feeling of, you know, protection and, you know, kind of lofty and regal and royal. And, you know, they feel good. They feel good that they're fortunate. And if they don't mind their stepping, or if they overstep too far, and a 19 really has to overstep huge, then the consequences are much more than they ever expected. That's why this with Dominic, I'd have to talk with him more with that 19, because it's very, 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 very powerful.
Let's give out your number, too. Listeners, if you would like to get a reading with Nobo, you're charging $60 an hour, right?
$60 an hour. Or
yeah,
what I've been seeing is that, you know, it can run a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've decided to do, because the charts that I've been doing recently are a lot different from the charts I did 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Charts now have huge master numbers. They have a lot of zeros, a lot of vibrations, and then that takes longer for me to balance everything out,
mm-hmm.
and interpret all this. Whereas charts used to be pretty basic.
Mm-hmm.
So now what I do is I'll do a full chart, including the birthday, which has to do with past lives, and the destiny number, and then the directional for 85. And
that's,
then we don't have
it's well worth it.
Then they don't have to worry about hourly and things,
yeah,
things like that.
That's a good idea. You
but
know,
I need the directional.
I can tell you, listeners, that this will open up your eyes like you wouldn't believe. I mean, I just love being able to talk to Nobo, and, you know, every once in a while I'll call him up and go, hey, what about these numbers? And they'll go, well, yeah, okay, this will do this, and this will do this. And, you know, it really helps, because we're all looking for that direction right now, and we've gone through so much so fast, and so many of us are like, okay, we're not quite there yet. We're getting ready, and we're kind of chomping at the bit. You know, we want to get on with it. So I think it really helps to see the direction, you know, to remind ourselves of the path that we chose in this particular life, and to kind of really, you know, look at those opportunities. And for me, it's valuable to look at the opportunities or to watch the spots where I might have a difficulty. Like Nobo told me, well, you better not misuse your power, you know, because it'll be like, you know, big time bad news for me if I misuse the power. And I said, I've already been there, done that. You know, I'm not interested in doing that anymore. And so I think it helps to know that you have those capabilities so that you learn to control anger and you learn to control your thoughts and your intent and all that kind of stuff. Because when you have the power, if you unleash that power at someone, you have just overstepped your bounds. Now, if they're trying to kill you, that's a different thing. You know, that's perfectly okay. As the Dalai Lama is known to have said, you know, it's perfectly okay to kill someone if they're trying to kill you. But, you know, you don't go out looking for it. And Dominic says that he gets the idea of protection, but it's been like a very tight, narrow road to stick to it.
Yeah, he just has to have selfless goals. And I'll tell you, his he should operate in an environment of communication, freedom, movement, and action. Mm-hmm. Because the 15, it's a 15-6, which is great for someone that's carrying the 19. That shows that he's really drawn to love and family and community and things like that. But with the 15 as the compound number, if he moves into an arena of action where he's very action-orientated, meaning mm-hmm. he doesn't sit behind a desk or something,
mm-hmm.
but if he has, and I would strongly suggest being involved with communication some sort, then he becomes a magnet for financial or material success.
Oh, no, that's a good thing. You listening to that, Dominic?
He has to be involved with action that involves freedom.
Interesting. That's why you have cats, huh?
Within the community, or it could be an even larger arena than that. But as long as he's involved in action and it's involved with freedom and movement and communications, he'll be a magnet for money and success.
Awesome. There you go, Dominic.
But if he's inert, if he's, you know, keeps himself stabilized, and I'd only be able to see that if I found some fours in this chart, he wouldn't draw that type of financial rewards and success that he needs. So he needs to be very active.
So move it or lose it, Dominic.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's time. We're going to have to go pretty soon here. I want to make sure that they have your number. So you can reach Nobo at 928-649-1806. And it's also on the little show info thing and on my page for tonight's show.
And it's best for me to have the directional, which is the time of birth.
Yeah, so you guys... You got to get Nobo before he gets real famous with this, because he's impressing the heck out of everybody here. And, you know, we're all looking for that person who can really help us stay on track, because we feel that urgency, a lot of us, you know, that we don't have any time to waste.
Yeah, I'd really like for Dale, because he has Dale and Dominic, they both have very interesting combinations just in their birthday alone. And for Nancy, I'm almost certain that she needs to span out with her Reiki and receive. There has to be a monetary exchange there. But for Dominic and Dale, because they both have a cornerstone of four, and since they have a cornerstone of four, that would create more stability. They're drawn to that type of environment where both of them have to move more freely in communications.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could all be seen within a full chart. Because
awesome.
I think that's so far where I see their confusion.
Well, thank you so much. They're all saying thank you so much for the insights. And we have to sign off. So, again, Nobo, thank you so much.
Oh, you are
for being
quite
on.
Welcome. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, it's always fun. And I think you're going to have to be a regular.
That'd be great.
Yep, I think so. So thank you, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And as always, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty night.
Good night.
Awaken the dream.